The rise of identity politics since the 1960s has put additional strain on such systems of classification. Statistical data is only credible if people will accept the limited range of demographic categories that are on offer, which are selected by the expert, not the respondent. But where identity becomes a political issue, people demand to define themselves on their own terms, where gender, sexuality, race, or class is concerned. Opinion polling may be suffering for similar reasons. Polls have traditionally captured people's attitudes and preferences, on the reasonable assumption that people will behave accordingly. But in an age of declining political participation, it is not enough simply to know which box someone would prefer to put an X in. One also needs to know whether they feel strongly enough about doing so to bother. And when it comes to capturing such fluctuations in emotional intensity, polling is a clumsy tool. Statistics have faced criticism regularly over their long history. The challenges that identity politics and globalization present to them are not new either. Why then do the events of the past year feel quite so damaging to the ideal of quantitative expertise and its role in political debate? In recent years, a new way of quantifying and visualizing populations has emerged that potentially pushes statistics to the margins, ushering in a different era altogether. Statistics, collected and compiled by technical experts, are giving way to data that accumulates by default as a consequence of sweeping digitization. Traditionally, statisticians have known which questions they wanted to ask regarding which population, then set out to answer them. By contrast, data is automatically produced whenever we swipe a loyalty card, comment on Facebook, or search for something on Google. As our cities, cars, homes, and household objects become digitally connected, the amount of data we leave in our trail will grow even greater. In this new world, data is captured first, and research questions come later.